in northern Scotland.
Thanks, Simon. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 31st of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High Sole 1029, expected German Bight 1031 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra. Southwesterly backing southerly later, 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 at first in east. Showers, good. South at Cirra, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Forties, northwesterly at first in east, otherwise southwesterly backing southerly later 3 or 4, fair, good. Cromarty, fourth tyne, southwesterly backing southerly 3 or 4, fair, good. Dogger, northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, then south or southeast 4 later. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, north or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, north veering northeast, then veering east later 3 or 4. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, northeast, veering east, 3 or 4, occasionally 5, fair, good. Plymouth, east or northeast, 3 to 5, veering southeast 5 or 6 later, fair, good. Biscay, easterly, veering southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, Sole, easterly, veering southeasterly, then veering southerly later in South Fitzroy, 4 to 6, occasionally 7. Mainly fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fog patches at first. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, south, backing southeast 4 to 6. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwest, backing south or southeast later 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Bailey, southwest, backing south 4 to 6, occasionally 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by west, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest, 5, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south by west, 4, 13 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 3, 16 miles, 1025, now rising. Bridlington, northwest by west, 3, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north, 4, 5 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1026. Jersey, northeast, 3, 8 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north, northeast, 4, 11 miles, 1027. Scilly Automatic, east, 2, mist, 4 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest by south, 1, 22 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, calm, 7 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by west, 4, 16 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure will lead to a good deal of fair weather and lighter winds for a time across the inshore waters during Monday. A weakening frontal system will carry some rain across the north and northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time in north, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in Murray Firth. Rain at first in northwest, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 later. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 2 to 4, backing south or southeast 3 or 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northeasterly, veering easterly later 2 to 4. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly or easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast, veering east, 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast, veering east, then veering southeast later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Fair, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4 later. Mist or fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, south or southeast 3 or 4, backing east or southeast 4 or 5 later. Fog patches at first, then mainly fair, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwest 2 or 3, backing southeast 3 to 5. Rain at first in north, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly, backing southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in North Channel. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, backing southeast 3 to 5. Drizzle or rain at first, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest backing south 4 to 6, drizzle or rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Guernsey dairy farmers have a welcome decision to increase the support they received from government, and an ambitious plan is underway to digitise wartime farm records and make them available online. You can find out more in Farming Today in a couple of minutes. First on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with the writer and broadcaster Anna Magnusson.
Good morning. Sometimes I forget how very early Prayer for the Day is broadcast. 5:43 a.m. A time for most of us before the routine of the day has begun. A time on its own. For me, last thing at night is also a space like this. The moment when I've closed whichever book I'm reading and time has slowed down. When I was a child, that was when I began to worry about the next day. What would happen at school? Was my homework correct? I still remember all these decades later how that fretting felt. Now, there are far more important things to worry about last thing at night. Not just to do with family and friends, but a whole world which we see on television or a phone screen. Snuggling down under warm blankets feels wonderful, but also sometimes uncomfortable when you've just watched reports of war and hunger. Most nights, before I turn off the light, I read my Bible. Often it's the shortest passages that stay with me for days after. The brief, spare stories which capture a moment of meeting or interaction. The one in my head this morning is the encounter in the village of Nain between Jesus and the widow who's lost her only son. She's walking beside the funeral procession, crying. These are the words in Luke's Gospel. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." And after he raises her son, there come the words which for me are the most moving of all. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. All hurt healed, all loss restored. I pray this morning for those who grieve and are afraid, and for whom miracles feel far away. May they be comforted. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Anna Magnusson. Now on Radio 4, Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, Guernsey dairy farmers welcome a lifeline.
I think to lose Guernsey cows from Guernsey would be an absolute travesty. This extra funding will provide that stability to the industry to be able to, and the confidence to move forward into the future.
More from Guernsey later. Let's start with some good news on a bird which had looked doomed, the turtle dove. A ban in Europe on shooting them and work by farmers in England to provide both habitats and food has resulted in a 40% increase in populations. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds hopes the work can continue on what it's calling Operation Turtle Dove. And as Dr. Guy Anderson, manager of their migratory bird programme, told me, farmers should now be on standby for the bird's arrival.
Our turtle doves at the moment are all still in West Africa, so they're on their wintering grounds.